Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see The Golden Spike at the Baltimore Annex Theater. She brings us this review.
A bit of the Wild West, a bit of silent movies, a bit of Native American legend, a bit of Mormon theology, a bit of American capitalism, and the Epic of Gilgamesh. Baltimore poet and now playwright R.M. O'Brien gets all of that and a bit more into his 95-minute play, The Golden Spike, at the Baltimore Annex Theater. The Golden Spike focuses on a fictionalized 19th-century railroad tycoon called Gil Robinson. The play begins with a convenient expositional device. A reporter, adeptly played by Emily Hall, interviews the self-made tycoon, played by Doug Johnson. Robinson is looking forward to driving the final spike, a golden spike, into the tracks that connect America's first transcontinental railroad. The reporter asks how the magnate got his start.
How did you come to be a railroader in the first place?
I wasn't a railroader in the first place.
What then?
I sold shovels. Oh, see there, now I've queered the pitch. How I like to say it is, I made my money in the gold rush. Which leads you to assume that I was some desperate prospector with more luck than brains. You inquire along that line and I correct you by saying, I sold shovels.
In the next scene, a mountain man tries to kill Robinson. Instead, Robinson hires his would-be killer, whose name is Jacob, to be his bodyguard. Jacob becomes Robinson's constant companion as he tries to ward off a railroad strike, heads into the desert to hunt a predatory thunderbird, and battles dehydration, hallucinations, and nightmares. The action isn't always clear, but Annex Theater and director Mason Ross earn points for the style and creativity with which it's staged. Annex has configured its venue, the Station North Chicken Box, into a mini proscenium theater. The stage could be in a saloon or small opera house in the Old West. For most of the play, we watch the action through a scrim at the front of the stage. Black and white footage of trains and deserts and snakes, as well as snippets of old movie westerns, are projected on the scrim before each scene, accompanied by recorded ragtime music. Silent movie-style titles are also projected. The titles are quotes from the script. They range from a Burger King slogan to a reference to the Book of Mormon. Mormonism figures in because Robinson is a lapsed member of the faith. Now the central tenet of his faith is that, quote, America isn't run by democracy, but by a few men with vision. The reporter, however, believes Robinson represents all that is avaricious, obstinate, vain, and violent about America. Doug Johnson's portrayal of Robinson doesn't yet convey the authority that description requires. The actor fares better after Robinson undergoes a spiritual crisis in the desert and briefly gains some humility. It's a scene the director represents by dropping the scrim, suggesting that Robinson and the audience now see clearly for the first time. Ryan Kidwell is more effective as Jacob the Mountain Man. This quirky character is generally taciturn, but when he does launch into a speech, Kidwell delivers it with countrified, wild-eyed gusto.
Let me tell you, once I was pursued by 30 Indians on horseback, never mind what for. I had just myself and my horse. They chased me into a box canyon. They put arrows in my horse, and she fell. I was surrounded by Indians, everyone with a bowstring taut and an arrow aimed right at my heart.
The Golden Spike attempts a lot in a series of brisk scenes, many of which still need honing. Playwright O'Brien paints a portrait of some of the less than admirable forces that have shaped America. But he puts a moral at the end. Robinson gets his comeuppance. Is that a sign of hope? Wisely, the playwright leaves it to us to decide.
Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. The Golden Spike is up at the Baltimore Annex Theater until March 2nd.